Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 6, Christ as the Word of God. Tuesday, Related Verses, John 1, verse 3. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, not one thing came into being which has come into being. Romans 1, verse 20. For the invisible things of him, both his eternal power and divine characteristics, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world, being perceived by the things made, so that they would be without excuse. Psalm 19, verses 1 to 3. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims the work of his hands. Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night tells out knowledge. There is no speech, and there are no words. Their voice is not heard. Hebrews 11, verse 3. By faith we understand that the universe has been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen has not come into being out of things which appear. Colossians 1, verses 15 to 17. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation? Because in him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things, and all things cohere in him. Related reading. In God's creation, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the expanse, firmament, proclaims the work of his hands. Psalm 19, verse 1. And the invisible things of God, both his eternal power and divine characteristics, have been clearly seen since the creation of the world. Romans 1, verse 20. Man can perceive the invisible things of God by observing the visible things created by him. Both the eternal power of God and the divine characteristics that express God's intrinsic nature are manifested in God's creation. For example, the abundance of light in the universe shows that light is a divine characteristic, a divine attribute of the divine nature. The same is true of beauty and life. According to Romans 1 verse 20, all things in heaven and on earth are proof of God's existence. The heavens and the earth that God created, as well as all the things that he made, testify concerning him. All these things cause people to know God and give no excuse to those who do not acknowledge God's existence. Although God is invisible, we can know him through the things he created. In other words, the visible creation speaks concerning the invisible God. The fact that the created things exist silently speaks that there is a God who created them. Psalm 19, verses 1 to 3 indicates that the things in heaven and on earth speak unceasingly concerning the existence of God. Their speaking, while silent, conveys true and reliable facts that can be seen. They tell us that there is a creating God. The house that we live in speaks of a bricklayer who built it. The table and chair that we use speak of a carpenter who made them. Likewise, the heavens above and the earth beneath our feet speak of a God who created them. Even a grain of sand, a flower, or a plant speaks of a creating God. It is irrational and foolish for anyone who sees the things of creation to not believe that there is a creator. Thus, Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. According to Acts 14, verses 15 and 17, the witness that God left for himself is that he did good by giving rain from heaven and fruitful seasons. In other words, the rain from heaven and the grain from the earth both speak of the existence of a God who does good by giving us rain and fruitful seasons. What we eat and drink speak of a God who gives us these things. Sowing and reaping, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night all prove that God exists. The fact that the laws in the universe are precise and that all things are well organized and in proper order proves the existence of a transcendent God who rules over everything. A steamship can travel along a waterway because it has a captain steering it. A machine can operate on schedule because it has an operator running it. In the same way, a machine as large as the universe can operate according to laws and run on schedule only because there is a God who rules over it. Acts 17, verses 26 and 27 says that God made from one every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, determining beforehand their appointed seasons and the boundaries of their dwelling, that they might seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him. Not only the things in heaven and on earth, but also we humans are proof of God's existence, because human beings are created by God. That is, God made from one every nation of men.